SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to talk about ethically sourced clothing and active wear, incorporating Indigenous prints and promoting positive body image. To explore these themes, I'm joined by the Mama Movement's Faye Tan and Indigenous artist Bronwyn David. Faye and Bronwyn, first of all, thanks for joining us and welcome to NITV Radio.
Thanks, Bertrand. So glad to be here.
Your label is described as Australia's happiest active wear label, with award-winning designs and very beautiful prints, many of which are Indigenous-themed, and you've got very strong connections with First Nations artists. Tell us about the Mama Movement label.
Thanks. So my name is Faye. I'm the founder and creative director of Mama Movement. And we are, as Bertrand mentioned, we call ourselves Australia's happiest activewear label because we're really all about trying to inject some joy into the world of exercise. You know, we believe that exercise is something we should do because we love our bodies, not because we hate them. I wanted to really create a clothing range that was going to help people to celebrate their bodies, no matter what shape or size they were in, that their bodies were deserving and worthy of beautiful clothing, and that exercise could be something they do from a place of love for themselves. I guess that's where Mama Movement was born. One of the other things that we do through the label, which is what I'm so excited to talk about today and share with you all, is as part of designing the beautiful, colourful patterns that feature on our activewear, we actually work with a range of female Australian artists, so women who are producing beautiful artwork all over Australia, and we collaborate with them to showcase their art and put that onto some of the clothing garments that we create at Mama Movement, and that's our activewear and outerwear lines. And I'm so excited to talk to you all today, and especially with Bronwyn next to me, who is the latest artist we've just collaborated, released a collaboration range with, who is an Indigenous artist. And I'm so excited for her to tell you a little bit about the print and our collaboration.
Thanks, Faye. Well, this particular design is called Gliding Bunchal, and it came about a few years ago. I was driving in the car and we're about to get onto the freeway, and there's some roadworks and things happening, and there was this huge eagle just on the light post on the side of the road, and as we sort of merged onto the freeway, this eagle was like gliding alongside the car with me and my daughter in the car, and that's how this beautiful design came about. So it's all about the feathers and the flying, and it was next to like a wetland, so you can see the bubbles in the water, and it's just that real connection to country.
Bunchal is a very important bird in Koori culture. It's actually one of the totemic and emblematic birds in Koori dreaming stories.
Absolutely. So yeah, it's really nice to have that connection and that beautiful story that goes with the design.
Is the collaboration between the Mama Movement and Bronwyn restricted to just Bronwyn providing Indigenous prints, or there's much more work that's done with Bronwyn and her community or other organisations with which Bronwyn is involved?
With the collaboration that we've just done on Gliding Bunchal with Bronwyn, you know, one of the questions I also asked Bronwyn was to tell us if there was going to be an organisation that she felt really connected to that she would like for us to fundraise for through our collaboration of Gliding Bunchal. And so Bronwyn chose the Koori Heritage Trust. As she mentioned, she does some work for them and the amazing work that they do. I'd love, Bronwyn, if you could just give us a little like quick overview of what they do, because $5 of every purchase of the Gliding Bunchal activewear from our website goes directly to the Koori Heritage Trust. So I'd love if you could just share a quick overview of what they do.
Absolutely. So at the Trust, they do lots of different things. So they celebrate all of our arts. At the moment, there's the 11th annual Koori Art Show on. It's on until the 25th of February. And the new gallery space does open up to other exhibitions throughout the year as well. They have a family history unit, so they help the Stolen Generation people find out, you know, who they are and who their families are and sort of where they belong, you know, because of that's, you know, that's all been taken off them. There is the education part that I work in, and they also do public tours and things as well. So that part of giving back, I think, is really important. They also do lots of workshops and stuff over the weekends and school holidays that, you know, are kid-friendly or adult-friendly, and it helps everyone, you know, do different things and try different things and make different things and help connect with our culture too.
And coming back to how the Mama Movement started collaborating with Bronwyn David and including her indigenous prints in the range of the Mama Movement label's catalogue, can you tell us a little bit more how the collaboration came about and how your philosophies actually align?
One of the things that we're always doing is trying to showcase some of Australia's best female artists in the garments that we produce. So I'm always on the lookout for new artists, and I mainly do my research through social media and especially the Instagram and TikTok platforms. And I came across Bronwyn's work because we have another mutual friend of ours who also produces some clothing, and she just released a line in collaboration with Bronwyn. And I saw that collaboration and I fell in love with one of Bronwyn's other prints. It was called Daisy. And I just thought it was such a beautiful piece of artwork that really merged Bronwyn's culture and heritage as an Indigenous woman, but also really like modernized it and put it into a really colorful palette, which is what Mama Movement is really all about. It's celebrating our bodies with color. So I just fell in love with Bronwyn's work from the moment I saw it. Daisy was our first collaboration that we released in 2023, and that was so successful. And then this year, when I was thinking about what we would release for 2024, I went and looked at Bronwyn's portfolio again and saw Bunjil and Gliding Bunjil, the print, and I just fell in love with the colour palette, but also the story and the connection that, you know, we have. You know, at Mama Movement, we're really respectful of the fact that we play, live and work on Aboriginal land, and I wanted to be able to kind of tell that story through Bronwyn and Bronwyn's artwork, and being able to, I guess, talk to more people about that and share that part of our connection there as well. So, yeah, that's, I guess, why we then embarked on releasing a second collaboration together of putting Bronwyn's beautiful artwork onto our pieces.
And you, Bronwyn, did you have any second thoughts, or it was a natural fate?
And it definitely was, yeah.
Together
and the start of a beautiful friendship too, yeah.
Mama Movement is not just a clothing label, it's a movement. So tell us more about this movement.
I guess Mama Movement was never just about the clothing or the activewear. For me, you know, I left a corporate job where I was actually offered a promotion into a senior manager role. I was so deeply unhappy that the thought of actually getting more responsibility in an area that I just hated, I couldn't do it. And so instead, I chose to give that up and all of the stability of working in an ASX 200 corporation and left to start my own small business. And when I left, I didn't actually even know what that was going to be. All I knew was I had a Google Docs document open, and I called it Passion Project. And I started thinking about all the things that I was really passionate about and trying to think then what could that turn into for an idea or a business idea that I would have to take out into the world that I could be really proud of. As a woman who's suffered from an eating disorder through most of my 20s, I kind of knew that talking and helping women to realize that their bodies, and especially as mums, you know, and all the changes we go through in our bodies, but helping them to realize that their bodies are still so beautiful, even after having children, is the one thing that kept kind of coming back to me. And looking at my then 2-year-old daughter at the time and thinking about how perfect and beautiful she is, and wanting her to grow up in a world that more women would feel empowered about their bodies rather than afraid of the changes that happen to our bodies with age and with all the things that happen to it. That's, I guess, the idea that kept coming back to me. And so that's, activewear is really just a vehicle for what I'm trying to create, which is a movement, especially through social media, of women getting out and celebrating their bodies through colourful pieces of clothing.
Bronwyn, tell us about your art practice and your art in general and how it aligns with the Mama Movement philosophy.
My art practice is very intuitive. It just depends on what's happening around me and what's happening on the day. It could be, you know, a big year, and that, you know, will really reflect, I suppose, in what I do. And I practice art in lots of different mediums. So my digital artworks, I only started about 2 years ago. But as an artist, it's something that I started from high school, so many, many, many years ago. And I put the brushes down for a few years. So I was doing oil painting back then. And then you know, I started to have children and, you know, my life changed a lot and I got back into it, more acrylic side of painting, and I do a bit of mixed media and all sorts of things. And then COVID hit and, you know, that wasn't great for lots of people's mental health. So I just created more and more and more. But, you know, the more I painted, the more my house filled up with paintings. And then I just started painting on, like, fabrics, and then I got into painting leather and I started making earrings from leather, and then it just evolved into this digital side, because the more I do, the more I want, and the more it makes me feel great, and, you know, all that colourful side of it as well, with that dopamine dressing and dopamine creating, it just it sparks joy in my mental health, so it just, it doesn't stop.
And were your colour schemes, the colours that you normally use, did they align so easily with the colours that...
I use all the colours, honestly. I sometimes even use black and brown and incorporate, you know, those warmer colours in with the cooler colours. I like to break the rules when it comes to combining colours, because I think just the more that I put in there, the better it makes me feel.
You're also part of the Global Organic Textile Standards you respect, but those standards, can you elaborate on those for us?
Sure. I guess I knew that I didn't want to go and create a movement that was about helping to create a more body positive future generation. I didn't want to create that while sacrificing Mother Earth. Like, that just was at odds for me, those two things. So I knew right from the beginning that creating this clothing label in a way that was as sustainable as possible and as eco-friendly as possible was one of my core values that I needed to bring into the creation of this label. So really right from the beginning, we've worked with textiles that are as sustainable as possible. So that's, you know, our activewear is made from recycled plastic bottles. A lot of our T-shirts and tops are made from organic cotton or bamboo. And that's something that's been important to me right from the beginning, is even though it costs more to produce, but it's not going to cost Mother Earth. And so that's been something that's been important to me right from the beginning as well.
I can see Bronwyn acquiescing. Can you tell us about also your involvement and how you perceive this collaborating in an ethically...
It's a huge important factor, absolutely, in the collaboration. You know, giving back to country and caring for country is something that is really important to me, and something that I'll always look for in a collaboration.
And why is Mama Movement described as Australia's happiest clothing and activewear label?
I call it Australia's happiest activewear label because a lot of the activewear industry is quite dominated by black, and especially in Melbourne, most activewear labels are black. I think the new age Gen Zs wear a lot of brown as well. To me, you know, I believe in the concept of dopamine dressing, which is intentionally choosing your wardrobe to spark joy. And it is scientifically proven that there are different colours that for different people will light up their happy senses in their body. So that's what I wanted to do, and that's why we feature lots of different colours, because I know everybody has their different dopamine colour. That's why we love creating with colourful pieces of clothing, and we call ourselves Australia's happiest activewear label for that reason. If you look at our website also, we actually have our models who are actual customers of ours. They're not professional models. They're members of a community who kind of step outside their comfort zone for a day in the name of body positivity and celebrating that. And so our photo shoots are not your typical fashion label photo shoot. They're really fun and they're really joyful. And you'll see that in the imagery we have on our website, where all the women on there are smiling and happy and not your kind of serious, typical, like, serious activewear label. We're all about spreading some joy. You know, it comes back to that message that I wanted to spread about injecting some joy into activewear.
And you, Bronwyn, did you model? Did you feature in one of the photo shoots?
Yes, I modelled in the last photo shoot that Faye did with the Gliding Bunjil photo shoot, and I had so much fun. I was terrified going into it. I'm not the kind of person to walk around in, you know, a sports bra and sports pants or active wear. I've always, you know, got that, you know, cover up. Even it might be colourful, but it might be a cover up. You know, I am a plus size woman, but as soon as I got there, Faye and the team were just amazing, and all the other models were amazing, and I just went, oh, I can so do this, and I ripped my t-shirt off and went for it.
I saw the on the website, all smiles and active, and the photo shoots are taken in all types of environments, and there are women from all diverse backgrounds, black, Asian, Caucasian. Yeah. It's a mixture. And so they all buy your activewear.
That's really big for us. And every time we do a model call out, the big ticket item for us is trying to make sure that we're encouraging as much diversity as possible in our shoots. And that is a mix of skin colours and sizes and shapes, but also ages, you know, different disabilities. And I think that's very important for us that we continue to show that, that no matter what your body looks like, it's still deserving of love and it's still, it can still look really good in colour. When I think that so many people hide away in black, showing them that they don't have to is really important.
And where can one buy the Mama Movement clothing and activewear?
We are mainly an e-commerce website, and I would say like 90% of what we do is driven through our website, www.mamamovement.com.au. We do have a few stores around Australia that do stock our line for people who want to try them on. But really, you know, I know that for a lot of people, buying clothing online can be quite scary, especially if it's a brand they've not tried before. Knowing what their sizing is always a tricky exercise. And so, you know, we have a very generous returns and exchanges policy on our website, because I would never want someone to be stuck with a piece of clothing that they didn't love. To me, that's so important. And so I'd rather make sure that we have the right policies in place, that someone can feel safe to shop on our website and then receive their parcel, try it on, make sure it's the right fit. And then if it's not, we're happy to exchange that for them, to try to make sure we get them a piece that they will love from us. So that's, yeah, it is tricky shopping online, but we try our best to facilitate that as much as possible.
Now, before I let you go, anything we may have missed you'd like to add to the conversation?
I loved walking into the SBS offices today, because there's lots of Lunar New Year decorations all around at the moment, which is really special for me. I come from a Malaysian Chinese background. My parents were born in Malaysia, but my ancestors were born in China. Lunar New Year is it's like our Christmas. It's the biggest celebration of the year for us.
Fan Bronwyn, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us on ITV Radio about the Mama Movement at Lebo that incorporates indigenous prints in its clothing and activewear. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much for having us.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.